You're listening to SBS News.
The Nigerian satirist Adeola Fayoun is passionate about talking about political corruption and mismanagement among African officials. She has a reputation of daring to ask the questions other African journalists won't. In 2015, while working for Sahara TV, she was hailed as part of a new generation of African journalists holding leaders to account after she asked longtime Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe when he intended to stand down.
When will there be change in Zimbabwe, sir? Will there be a change? Will you step down someday, sir?
Video of her sharp questioning of the then president as he left the inauguration of the new Nigerian president went viral, but she says she hadn't planned to challenge him.
When he was coming out, a lot of the journalists were trying to take his picture, so they kept saying, "Mr. President, give us a smile, give us a smile." And I just got really upset, like, what the heck? Why are we asking Mugabe to smile? Like, we don't ask him to smile, we ask him when he will step down.
After the incident, the Zimbabwean administration called her a terrorist and political activist masquerading as a journalist. Ms. Fayoun has felt driven to discuss the political, social and economic issues that affect the lives of Africans living on the continent since she moved to the United States for college at the age of 19. Again, it wasn't planned.
I never had 2 weeks of stable electricity. And then when I got to the US and I saw how life is, I felt cheated. And I was like, okay, this has to stop. I need to do something about it. What's up, people? It's your girl, Adeola. I'm sure that you guys have
Ms. Fayoun now hosts a weekly satirical news show on African politics on YouTube. In a recent episode, she spoke about Cameroon.
They just had an election, and you know, I talked about how ridiculous it is that their president was seeking re-election for the seventh time. Okay, and oh, by the way, he said he would do well if he said he would do better if they give him the seventh chance, which is ironic.
Now, a New York-based journalist, she says she has a love-hate relationship with her Nigerian homeland.
Nigeria is a very beautiful country with lots of great people, very smart people, well-educated. Our only problem is our government officials. They steal so much money. They've been robbing us since independence. We've been scammed so much that we don't even recognize it anymore that we are being scammed.
She's been vocal about Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's decision to go to London for medical treatment.
I've heard about accident victims that were turned away because they didn't have what they needed to treat them in the hospital. Now that's sad. Meanwhile, our president goes to London for treatment. There was a time he was gone for more than 100 days to London for treatment. Like, what kind of message do you pass across as the president if you have to go abroad for treatment and you don't think you should build a good hospital of international standard in your countries?
Ms. Fayoun says she wants Africans to be more aware of what's going on around their continent and to be more understanding of one another.
I want other Africans to know that they are not alone in the struggle, that we actually have more in common than our differences. We have something very similar, which is a lot of ridiculous leaders. We all have, like, crazy leaders.
She says she'd like to talk with Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to discuss his claims that Victorians are scared to go out to restaurants because of African gang violence.
I think it's ridiculous because, you know, Africa is such a big continent, like 1.2 billion people. So if you have some Africans here, it doesn't necessarily reflect what the whole African community here is doing. So I think it's stereotypical to just put everybody in a box and call everybody gang.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.